Her name was Sharon Bird.
But her nickname for a lot of people in town has been Birdie.
That's Gene O'Brien. Bird was his aunt.
She was like everyone else's aunt, too.
Her life came to a tragic end after she was struck by a car around 1:30 p.m. on New Year's Eve. Authorities say she was in a crosswalk near the Alaskan and Proud grocery store on the west side of town.
According to witnesses, she was about 20 feet into the crosswalk, which is pretty good distance.
Ketchikan Police Deputy Chief Eric Mattson.
Is when she was struck by the truck as another driver was executing that turn onto Tongass.
Mattson says Bird was rushed to Ketchikan's hospital. Doctors found she had brain trauma and ordered her medevaced to Seattle. She died at Harborview Medical Center on January 4th. She was 72. The driver of the car was identified by police as 91-year-old Gerald Gwillem. So far, he's been cited for failing to exercise care, but police say they're still completing what's now become a death investigation. Their findings will be forwarded to prosecutors in the district attorney's office. Mattson says the driver may also lose his license, though the final determination would be made by the Division of Motor Vehicles. The Ketchikan District Attorney's Office said Monday that they're awaiting the police report before considering whether to file criminal charges in Bird's death. Her nephew, O'Brien, says he wants to make sure that someone is held accountable for her death.
She was likely just creeping across the crosswalk in a safe manner, and this person came out. And I don't want to get all vengeful and angry at this whole thing, but someone died.
At a Ketchikan City Council meeting shortly after Bird's death, council members called on state transportation officials to install a traffic light at Tongass Avenue and Heckman Street, where Bird was fatally injured. City Council Member Janalee Gage says she's frustrated with state officials' response.
Honestly, I think they should be held to task. I would ask that everyone in this community write a letter to DOT because they have stonewalled us on multiple occasions. And honestly, there should be a light at that intersection.
Councilmember Dave Kiefer said it shouldn't take a death for state officials to act. DOT installed a lighted crosswalk sign at a separate Ketchikan intersection after a fatal accident in 2017.
You know, that seems to be their trigger. There's a fatality. We better do something. Well, you know, I'm like Janalee, I'm sick of that.
City Councilmember Mark Flora suggested the city take matters into its own hands.
At some point, I think you ask for forgiveness instead of permission, and I would just put the damn lights up.
In 2018, the council earmarked $110,000 to improve crosswalk safety, including at the intersection where Bird was struck. That funded three new LED-lighted signs around town that caution drivers when a pedestrian is crossing. City Public Works Director Mark Hilson says crews installed one of those new signs at Tongass and Heckman on December 22nd, 9 days before the tragic accident. He says they also installed a light that illuminates a crosswalk at night just down the road near Ketchikan's hospital.
I would definitely recommend that DOT look into that new light technology that we installed at the hospital crossing. We did it as a trial basis, and we're quite pleased with it.
Bird's tragic death at 72 was a blow to those close to her. O'Brien says his aunt had devoted her life to helping others. After surviving an abusive childhood, she worked for Southeast Alaska Independent Living in her later years, which helps people with disabilities become more self-sufficient. She told the Ketchikan Daily News in 2017 that she hoped to help community members find new meaning in their lives.
I just remember from one person to the next, she would take them under her wing.
That's her nephew O'Brien again.
She would try to guide them through. She would offer her home for support for them. There were some people who would stay with her, and she would help them get from one place to another in terms of their physical responsibility, in terms of where they were living and where they were going to eventually move to, and their emotional progress through all of that.
It's not clear if the driver of the car, Gerald Gwillem, has an attorney. He's not listed in Ketchikan's phone directory, and attempts by KRBD to contact him on Monday were unsuccessful. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Eric Stone.